AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. California is holding off on revoking the commercial driver's licenses of some 17,000 immigrants. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
California is holding off on revoking the commercial driver's licenses of some 17,000 people, a week after immigrant groups filed a lawsuit. The state only sent out notices to invalidate the licenses after U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy pressured the state to make sure that immigrants who are in the country illegally are not granted the licenses. Now, California says it wants to hold off on revoking commercial driver's licenses to make sure that truckers and bus drivers who legally qualify can keep them. But Duffy says the state may lose $160 million if it doesn't revoke those licenses by a January 5th deadline. Duffy already has withheld $40 million in federal funding because he says California isn't enforcing English proficiency requirements for truckers. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. has deployed fighter jets, drones, and military ground vehicles to Puerto Rico as it pressures Venezuela. President Trump accuses Venezuela of exporting drugs. Starting tomorrow, SNAP users in Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, and West Virginia will see new restrictions on soda, candy, and other foods when they shop for groceries. New England Patriots star wide receiver Stephon Diggs is facing strangulation and other criminal charges in connection with a dispute with his former private chef. A police narrative in a court filing about the case said a woman came to the Dedham Police Department in Massachusetts on December 16th to say that 2 weeks earlier, while working as a private chef for Diggs, he came into her bedroom and became angry during a discussion about money. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the latest on the government's case against Kilmar Abrego Garcia.
A court filing says ICE doesn't plan to detain Kilmar Abrego Garcia again as long as a judge's order banning it stands. Abrego Garcia was mistakenly deported to his home country, El Salvador, and was in prison. Earlier this month, a federal judge questioned whether government officials could be trusted to follow orders barring them from taking Abrego Garcia into immigration custody or deporting him. The government accused him of being a gang member. Abrego Garcia denies it. His attorney, Simon Sandoval Moschenberg, said last week the goal is to remain free.
Justice would be that he remain here in Maryland, free from the constant threat, free from the persecution of this government, free from the threat that they're going to try to remove him to, you know, whatever fourth or fifth or sixth African country they can name.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.